Oh, while she is still here, it is still all right. I go up and look at her every minute. But tomorrow they will take her away, and how shall I be left alone? Now she is on the table in the drawing room. They put two card tables together. The coffin will be here tomorrow. White, pure white, Gros de Naples. But that's not it. I keep walking about, trying to explain it to myself. I have been trying for the last 6 hours to get it clear, but still I can't think of it all as a whole. The fact is, I walk to and fro, and to and fro. This is how it was. I will simply tell it in order. Order. Gentlemen, I am far from being a literary man, and you will see that, but no matter. I'll tell it as I understand it myself. The horror of it for me is that I understand it all. It was, if you care to know, that is, to take it from the beginning, that she used to come to me simply to pawn things, to pay for advertising in The Voice, to the effect that a governess was quite willing to travel, to give lessons at home, and so on and so on. That was at the very beginning, and I, of course, made no difference between her and the others. She comes, I thought, like anyone else, and so on. But afterwards I began to see a difference. She was such a slender, fair little thing, rather tall, always a little awkward with me, as though embarrassed. I fancy she was the same with all strangers, and in her eyes, of course, I was exactly like anybody else, that is, not as a pawnbroker, but as a man. As soon as she received the money, she would turn round at once and go away, and always in silence. Other women argue so, entreat, haggle for me to give them more. This one did not ask for more. Ah, I believe I am muddling it up. Yes, I was struck, first of all, by the things she brought. Poor little silver gilt earrings, a trashy little locket, things not worth sixpence. She knew herself that they were worth next to nothing, but I could see from her face that they were treasures to her, and I found out afterwards as a fact that they were all that was left to her belonging to her father and mother. Only once I allowed myself to scoff at her things. You see, I never allow myself to behave like that. I keep up a gentlemanly tone with my clients. Few words, politeness and severity. Severity, severity. But once she ventured to bring her last rag, that is, literally, the remains of an old hareskin jacket, and I could not resist saying something by way of a joke. My goodness, how she flared up. Her eyes were large, blue, and dreamy, but how they blazed. But she did not drop one word. Picking up her rags, she walked out. It was then, for the first time, I noticed her particularly, and thought something of the kind about her. That is, something of a particular kind. Yes, I remember another impression, that is, if you will have it, perhaps the chief impression, that summed up everything. It was that she was terribly young, so young that she looked just 14, and yet she was within 3 months of 16. I didn't mean that, though, that wasn't what summed it all up. Next day she came again. I found out later that she had been to Dobrunrovov's and to Moser's with that jacket, but they take nothing but gold and would have nothing to say to it. I once took some stones from her, rubbishy little things, and thinking it over afterwards, I wondered. I, too, only lend on gold and silver, yet from her I accepted stones.